Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good, man.
So today we are talking about the Sacrifolium Radix. It is a Robusto 5-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Reses Cubanas factory in Honduras. The wrapper is from Nicaragua, and the binder and filler are undisclosed. The blenders are Boris Grossman and Matt Airy. Price point is $7, and the cigar was released in August of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
This cigar, based upon the look and the smoking experience, it could be, it's like leagues apart based upon what you expect, what I expect, and what I actually got out of it.
Right.
I'll get to that later, but first focusing on what I got out of it. So really good, tasty, a rare, a tasty, gamut of flavors. I got a lot of like dark chocolate, a really nice sweet and cream, bread, baking spices, little light cedar coming through. So through the mouth draws, not much pepper was tasted or spice in general, and that came on the retro in the form of like a white pepper, and then also got like a rich nuttiness to it as well. Finish medium length, baking spices, cedar, light pepper, strength, kind of going towards that medium full range the whole time. I mean, at certain points it got to that medium full range, but like it was like barely there, in the body medium. And then within, so that was like the first third or so of the cigar. The remaining of the cigar, still good, but I felt like it lost on some of that complexities that I had within the first third. So it was, at from second third to the end of the cigar, mainly earth driven. So like baking spices, cedar, and it was a little bit of a bummer because I didn't taste as much of that sweet cream and breadiness that, and those are two flavors that I really enjoy in a cigar. So, yeah, so overall, it was not what I expected to taste out of a jet black wrapper.
Right. Now, what was your construction like?
Construction was overall really good. I mean, I scored the draw perfect. In terms of the burn, only negative was I had a flowery ash within the last couple of thirds, but I mean, I don't really care that much, but but it is delineates from having a very good to our perfect score of amazing.
Yeah, one thing to note of kind of just about the pre-light is the band on this is the same design as the five previous lines, but the color is different. It's just kind of an aqua and white. It kind of takes all the other colors out of it. So it was an interesting take here. In regards to like flavor, first third was like earthiness, wood, baking spice joined by a little bit of cream. Second third was some dry earthiness and wood. Later gained a toasty note, which was kind of even better on the retrohale. A little bit of cream kind of popped back in for a moment in that final third. Otherwise, it was mostly the same as the second third. And strength was just slightly above medium the whole way for me. In regards to the burn, a little bit wavy. I did have to do two touch-ups, once in the first third to correct an uneven burn, and then once in the second third to keep the cigar from going out. Ash held on about 3/4-inch increments. In regards to the draw, just a little bit slightly tighter than I prefer. Didn't seem to cause any real issues for me. So it was pretty good. So overall, what were your thoughts on this cigar?
So we see a ton of cigars at IPCPR. So even within all the incredible amount of cigars and the different spacings and SKUs that we see, I actually remember this one from, way past the show, after the show. So the reason why I remember this one is because I remember going up to Sacrifolio's booth and there was a lady there and she said, "Oh, this is our new one." And then she goes, she literally said, "This is our strongest cigar," right?
Right.
So if you read any of my reviews or hear my reviews, you know that I do not like really strong cigars. I don't like strength for the sake of strength. I think that's a spicy turd. So I wasn't very excited to smoke the cigar. So I remember lighting it up. I remember looking at it, going through my pre-light, experience and all that. And I was like, man, this is going to taste like a spicy bomb. But it didn't. It was far from it. I mean, it wasn't even that strong. Like, it barely hit medium full for me, the strength level. I mean, everything that I've explained on the flavors that I got out of it, none of it really said overwhelming amount of spice.
Right.
So I'm surprised by it. really glad that my preconceived notion was completely shattered. Mm-hmm. So I liked it personally.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a good cigar. I just didn't. It's supposed to be a limit. Do you also remember that this is supposed to be their limited edition?
Cool.
Or am I wrong on that?
I do remember. Okay, if I remember right, then don't quote me on this one, but I do remember the words, something in the lines of like limited production was given.
Okay, so at least we have that part. So typically, I find a limited edition cigar should be better than the regular lines. I thought this was really kind of in line with the previous lines that we've smoked. But what I found odd is that with it being a limited edition, the price point is $7, which is $3, $3+ lower than their other lines.
Oh.
So unless I have the price wrong as well, I don't think I do. I think I did done my research correctly. But it's a weird conundrum for me because I expect better because of it being a limited, but I also think if it's just as good but priced $3 plus less, that's also a kind of a boost to this cigar. Like you can get that kind of similar flavor experience for a much cheaper price from the same company. So that's kind of where I stand on that. I mean, I think this cigar was fine. First third was the best. After that, I thought it was kind of average the rest of the way. Construction was pretty good. You know, it's stuck. It doesn't have me wowed, so that I'm gonna go chase a bunch down. But I mean, if somebody handed it to me, I'd smoke it. I wouldn't, you know, turn it away or anything like that. So, getting into the scores, I gave it a 5.75, and you gave it a 7.07. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Surprisingly well. I mean, so many. I'm gonna sound like I'm being a fucking dead horse, but. So many of my reviews this year is exactly this score,
right?
And what does that mean? Like nothing wow, nothing average, a good tasting cigar.
Right.
And, you know, we've kind of talked about this off air, but, you know, because I feel like we smoke so many decent, good cigars.
Right.
I smoke so many decently good cigars this year. I'm purposely rating everything a lot the same. And at the end, I'm going to truly tell what I believe are my top 25 cigars.
Got it.
Anyway, this is a good cigar. This is like any other good cigar. Most of the good cigars I smoked this new good cigars that I smoked this year.
Yeah. I thought it was just slightly above average. I mean, the first third was good. After that, it was average the rest of the way. I rated it average overall. I mean, you know, it's pretty much the same as the four previous lines I've smoked. There's still one that we haven't smoked yet that we'll get to. But I think this is kind of in line with their previous cigars. Price point's far more attractive. So if you haven't tried any there and theirs and you like Reyes Cubanas and you want to try something from there, this is a perfect one if you, you know, track this one down at the $7 price point. So any other final thoughts from you?
I'm curious. Well, I was surprised that they were at IPCPR this past year.
Yeah. And I didn't see the main guys there again. Maybe they were just one the other day we stopped by.
Oh yeah, that's a good point, right?
Yeah. So it was two other people that were there for the booth. So
So that makes me wonder for next year if they're gonna go back, right? So yeah. One of the indicators for me that I benchmark against is for especially new guys like Sacrifolium from 2016, like how many times are they gonna repeat IPCPR showings?
Right.
It's almost like a barometer of like, it's almost like a measurement of how well did your new brands really do? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcast, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.